Hey, Annie got sick this week. Yeah, the grandkids got it first, Monday and Tuesday. Then Annie got it.
And 然后贺师母她也生病了。
She's throwing up and she still has diarrhea.
她又是又吐又泻，到现在还在泻肚子。
So we appreciate your prayers.
我们希望你能为她祷告。
Especially since I can't cook.
特别是因为我不会做饭。
Yeah, so pray God heal her quick.
希望她赶快医治好。
All right, so today Bianca is going to translate.
所以我今天会为 来翻译。
And we're going to be looking at an interesting scripture today.
我们今天来看一个非常特别的一段圣经。
It's the Day of Atonement.
就讲到在赎罪祭。
See where am I? There we go. Okay. And it's from Leviticus chapter 16.
是在利未记第16章。
Okay. And Leviticus is an unusual book.
利未记是一个非常特别的一卷书。
Most Christians I meet, most Christians that I meet,
大部分的基督徒当我遇到他们的时候,
say I started reading the Bible through,
当我开始在那边读圣经的时候,
but when I got to Leviticus, I gave up.
我一读到利未记我就不读了。
It just didn't seem to make any sense.
对我来讲我没有办法了解它。
Okay. But I think it's one of the most amazing books that's ever been written.
但我相信这是一本特别最特别的一本书,
And once you understand what God's doing in Leviticus,
如果你能了解神在利未记这本书的心意的话,
it'll strengthen your faith like nothing else can.
它就会坚强你的信心。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Thank you, Lord, that you make it clear that there's nothing we can do to earn our salvation.
你让我们非常的清楚看到，我们没有办法做任何的事情得到我们的救恩。
That you did everything that needed to be done.
你做了所有的一切的事情。
So that we can receive your salvation as a free gift.
所以我们可以白白得到你的救恩。
We pray today that you'll open up this Book of Leviticus to us.
我们希望在这边祈求祷告，你把这个利未记打开，让我们能够了解。
We can see how truly supernatural it is.
我们可以看到这样多么一面奇妙的一本书。
And how it can strengthen our faith.
怎么样能够帮助我们的信仰更多的坚固。
And help us better understand Jesus and what He did for us.
让我们能够更多了解耶稣为我们所做的一切。
So we can love Him more.
所以我们可以更多的爱他。
Be with us now.
与我们同在。
Open our understanding.
能够让我们真的心眼可能看见。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主圣名祈求。
Amen. Okay, so we're going to be looking at the glory of Christ in the Day of Atonement.
我们今天要来看赎罪日中基督的荣耀。
Okay, Leviticus is an enigma. And of strange laws and mysterious ceremonies.
And 赎罪日是神所吩咐一个最独特别跟最神秘的仪式之一。
Right, there's a lot of sobering sacrifices.
这里面有很多的讲到怎么样的献祭。
It's one of the most unique and mysterious ceremonies commanded by God.
And 但是是神所吩咐一个最特别跟最神秘的仪式之一。
So what's its purpose?
那它的目的是什么？
Well, it really has one purpose.
只有一个目的。
And it's to teach us more about Jesus.
让我们更多了解耶稣。
And that's what we're going to look at today, how the Day of Atonement teaches us about Jesus.
所以我们今天要来学习怎么样赎罪日，让我们可以更了解耶稣。
Especially what He did for you and me.
特别是为他所为你跟我所做的。
Okay? Every detail in the Day of Atonement is a prophecy.
在赎罪日里面每一个细节都是一个预言。
And it's so powerful it enables us to believe the impossible.
是这样的有强而有力，所以给我们能够相信不能相信的。
Okay? God knew how hard it would be to believe that we could be saved just by believing that Jesus died on the cross for all our sins.
所以神知道我们很难相信耶稣基督死在十字架来拯救我们。
Right? Even Paul says, most people will just scorn at the cross and say, that's ridiculous.
有很多人在讥笑耶稣基督上十字架这件事情。
So God prepared many supernatural, irrefutable miracles to confirm the truth of the cross.
所以耶稣基督他预备了许多无法辩驳的奇迹来证实这永恒的真理。
Okay, what are these miracles?
这些神迹是什么？
Well, there are specifically hundreds of Old Testament prophecies.
这就讲到旧约里面有几百个预言讲到耶稣。
You got to realize a true prophecy is a miracle.
你要想到说真正的预言就是奇迹。
Because only an omniscient, all-powerful God could write something down, could write history down.
只有一个无所不能的神才能够在这么久以前能把它写下来。
That would finally be filled 1,500 years later.
然后到最后1500年以后应验了。
I mean, we can't even predict who's going to win presidential elections.
我们有时候我们甚至不能预测谁会赢到得到总统这个座位。
Much less predict who's going to be president in 1,000 years.
我们甚至没有办法预测，更没有办法预测1000年后谁会做总统。
Okay.Book of Leviticus is a miracle.
但我们可以看到在利未记里面是神迹。
Biblical prophecy is a powerful proof the Bible is God's word.
圣经预言强有力的证明圣经就是神的话语。
Okay, Jesus said, I have told you before it come to pass so that when it is come to pass, you might believe.
在约翰福音里面讲现在事情还没有成就我预先告诉你们叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以相信。
See, even Jesus let us know he was God in the flesh,By prophesying future events before they happened.
所以耶稣这样刚好讲，他就是道成肉身的那个神。虽然那个时候没有发生。
And of course, Jesus could also read people's minds. He knew everything.
And 也许你在想说，哦，耶稣他可以知道人在想什么，所以他这样预测。
Okay, but he did what only an omniscient God could do.
但只有耶稣是一个无所不在、无所不能的神。
And that's per prophesy the future.
所以他可以预言要将来要发生的事情。
Okay.And it's exactly what Jehovah did in the Old Testament.
但同样，约和华也做同样的事情。
The Old Testament is filled with hundreds and hundreds of prophecies to prove that he wrote it.
And 在旧约里面，有几百个预言是讲到神所写的。
Really, there's nothing that can increase your faith more than studying about biblical prophecy.
如果你在这个在研读圣经里面讲到预言的话，会帮助坚固我们的信心。
Because every prophecy is a supernatural miracle that only an omniscient God could write.
只有神是有无所不知、无所不能的神才能够预言要将来发生事情跟应验。
And only an omnipotent God could bring to pass.
只有这样的神才能够把过去带到未来。
Okay. So the Bible is greater proof for the supernatural than someone rising from the dead.
圣经是比人从死里复活更能证明超自然的存在。
All right, that's got to be pretty powerful, huh?
这样是非常有能力的。
What could be a greater miracle than somebody literally rising from the dead?
有什么东西比这个一个超自然是比死里复活更超自然的呢？
Well, Jesus himself said, if they hear not Moses and the prophets,
耶稣说如果不听从摩西先知的话，
neither would they be persuaded though one rose from the dead.
就算有人从死里复活，他们也不会信。
So what Jesus is saying here is that the prophecies in Moses and the other prophets is greater proof that God is doing something than somebody rising from the dead.
所以在这边讲到说，这些摩西跟先知的预言是可以帮助我们更能够相信神他自己的应许。
Okay, see, if they don't believe Moses, they're not going to believe Jesus rose from the dead either.
所以如果他们不相信摩西的话，他们不会相信主耶稣从死里复活。
Okay.And even Jesus, after his resurrection,
甚至耶稣从他死里复活了以后
okay, you know what this scene is, a famous painting.
And 这是一个非常有名的一个画像
Right, this is Jesus walking with these two men on the Emmaus road.
And 这边讲的他在那个路上的时候跟另外两个门徒一起行走
Now, if Jesus in the middle,
And 耶稣在中间
And now, if you or I were Jesus after rising from the dead,
And 如果你我是耶稣的话从死里复活以后
Right, and these guys are struggling with what's happened.
And 这两位门徒呢，他们非常的挣扎，耶稣受死这件事情。
And they didn't recognize this as Jesus.
他没有办法看到这认识的就是耶稣。
I would have said, "Hey guys, it's me. I rose from the dead."
哎，要是我是耶稣的话，我就说这就是我。你看，我从死里复活了。
Cheer up! You don't have to be sad. Look, it's me. I'm alive.
你应该很开心，因为我已经活过来了。
But Jesus didn't do that, did he?
但耶稣并没有这样做。
Jesus started opening up the Bible and beginning at the book of Moses revealed everything about himself.
但是耶稣是把圣经打开，讲到摩西所讲的话。
In other words, Jesus knew.
And 耶稣知道。
It would be more powerful to open up the prophecies in the books of Moses.
And 是这更重要是把摩西所讲的预言的话来跟他们传讲。
That's going to change their life more than him saying, "Hey guys, it's me, Jesus, I'm alive."
这会改变你的生命。与其你说这就是我，我现在活过来了。
There's a reason he opens up the Bible to him.
这边有个原因，就是他为什么先把圣经打开。
Why is God's word so powerful?
为什么神的话这么有能力？
Well, 25% of the Bible is prophecy.
25%的圣经是讲预言。
You know, and prophecy is an irrefutable concrete proof of divine inspiration.
And 是不可没有错误也无可辩驳的。
See, it's concrete.
And 是一个这么有能力跟的证据。
In other words, I got the book of Moses, all five of them, book of Leviticus,
利未记。
And this was written 1500 BC.
这是在1500年前耶稣的降生以来以前写的。
And then I got the New Testament record.
And 当我看到新约的时候
about Jesus.
讲到耶稣。
And how he fulfilled all those prophecies in the book of Leviticus.
这边讲应验到利未记里面所讲所有的预言。
See, it's concrete. I can read it.
这是一个非常实际的一个证明在这里。我可以读它。
I can read the inspired prophecy.
我可以看到这边是怎么样是古我们讲的这些话。
And then I can read how it was fulfilled in real history 1500 years later.
我们可以看到的这样预言在1500年以后的应验。
See, it's very concrete. You can study it yourself.
这是一个非常实际的证明在那边给我们看。
And it's irrefutable once you see it.
是没有办法辩驳的。
Right? So it's proof that only an omniscient God could have done this.
只有一份证明，只有神这个万能的神可以做这样的事情。
There's around 300 major prophecies of Christ in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面大概300个讲到对于基督耶稣的预言。
Like he's going to be born in Bethlehem.
就讲到他会在伯利恒生。
He'll be called a Nazarite.
他是在那个拿撒勒人。
That his hands and his feet are going to be pierced.
他的手跟脚会被钉痕。
Those are all so clear and obvious.
这都是一个非常清楚讲的一些预言。
Okay, but just those alone, you can prove mathematically that the Bible has a supernatural origin.
但除了这样子的话，在数学里面也可以证明预言是出于超自然。
Right, Peter Stoner wrote a book, Science Speaks.
And Peter Stone 讲到一个讲说，科学可以讲话。
Right, and in there he wrote just fulfilling 8. Of these 300 prophecies of Jesus.
And 这样讲到说，如果只要有八个这样的一个预言实现的话，
he calculated the odds of one man just fulfilling 8 of these prophecies.
他讲，如果只有一个人话能够预言这些预言的话，
and the odds of that is 1 in 100 quadrillion. I want to hear how you translate.
Okay, 是就百一到一百兆之一的可能性会实现。
She had the notes last night, so she was able to prepare. Yeah.
It's on the PowerPoint.
Yeah. Do you realize how powerful that is? In other words, there's no way one person could have fulfilled just 8 of these prophecies.
没有一个可能性或一个人能够实现这样一到一百兆之一的可能性。
Much less 300 of them.
但是我们这边讲300个预言实现。
You should start sensing there's something supernatural going on here.
所以你可以知道这边是这么样有能力的，是一个超自然的。
Because it's concrete, you can read it yourself, you can study it yourself.
是这样的一个实际的，我们可以自己去读它。
Okay. But the most amazing type of prophecy.
在圣经里面讲到最奇妙的预言
is what we call prophetic types.
是讲到预表。
These are absolutely inexplicable apart from divine revelation.
但这边是讲的说是没有办法，几乎是可以描述出来的。
Okay, it was impossible to know the prophetic importance of types until Jesus comes and fulfills them.
And 只有耶稣来到了以后，才能叫应验这些预表。
In other words, they're hidden until Jesus comes.
它是像隐藏的，直到耶稣来了以后。
Right, because a type is a shadow cast by divine design.
So, 这个预表呢是讲的说是一个美事的影儿，不是一个本物的一个真相。
Of good things to come, of something better to come.
And 有一个好的事情要来。
Okay, so the prophecy in the Old Testament is like a shadow.
And 这边讲预表呢是像一个影像。
But as you know, in order to get a shadow, you got to have something solid that the light passes
around. 但是如果说要有一个影子的话，要其实有个实体。
Okay, the entire Old Testament is about Jesus Christ in some way.
但整本的旧约都是讲到关于耶稣基督的。
Okay, Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life."
如果你们查考圣经的话，就知道里面有永生。
And then he says, "And they are they which testify of me." The whole Bible testifies of me.
整本圣经是为我做见证的。
Okay.He said, had you believed Moses,
如果你们相信摩西的话,
you would have believed me.
你们也会相信我,
for he wrote of me.
因为他是写着我。
And as we're going to see specifically in the book of Leviticus,
所以我们今天要来看利未记,
which seems to be the toughest one for most people.
对很多人来讲，这是一个非常难读的书。
Okay. The resemblance between the Old Testament shadow or type,
我们可以看到那个旧约的预表跟新约的应验。
And the New Testament fulfillment will be very striking. You can't mistake it.
所以你们这个应验呢，是不是一个偶然的
？Right. The prophecy is like a shadow.
我们可以看到这边这一个预表呢，是像一个影子。
But the shadow is going to be so clear, you'll be able to figure out what it is. It's casting that shadow.
因为这个预表这个影子呢是这么样的清楚，所以你会知道这个实体。
What's standing in front of this guy?
但你看一看到什么东西是在这个布的后面
？Just a few feet in front of him. What is it?
只有几步以后。
It's a bull. How do you know?
是一个牛，斗牛。
Did you see the bull?
你看到这个牛了吗
？No, you can't see the bull. But what do you see?
你没办法看这个牛，你只看到什么
？You see the shadow of the bull.
你可以看到这个牛的影子。
And Leviticus is filled with shadows of Jesus Christ.
在利未记里面，就充满了这样的一些影子。
That's what we're going to be looking at.
所以我们今天要来看。
Every detail of the tabernacle and its worship is a type of Jesus.
会幕的每一个细节敬拜都是预表耶稣。
It teaches us hundreds of truths about Jesus and what he did for us on the cross.
教导我们所有无数的新约真理跟耶稣有关。
Now specifically, the Holy of Holies is a type of heaven.
在至圣所呢，也是一个天堂的一个预表。
We're kind of going to focus on that this morning.
所以我们今天要特别来看这个。
And the other part of the tabernacle is called the holy place.
另外一个我们看到在至圣所里我们是讲到那个真的帐幕。
But the other part is the holy of holies.
看到是里面的那个至圣所。
And the high priest could only go in there once a year.
只有大祭司每一年才能进去一次。
And this is related to the Day of Atonement.
这就是跟这个这个讲到那个赎罪日有关的。
But we have a book back there in Chinese if you want more information of the amazing prophecies in the tabernacle. It's on the table back there.
所以，如果你想要知道更多关于在这个会幕里面跟这个赎罪日的话，这边有一个中文的翻译，来在后面欢迎你去拿。
You're struggling with believing that you should spend your whole life serving Jesus Christ. You see how Jesus fulfills these hundreds of prophecies.And your Christian life will never be the same again.
有的时候你会挣扎这个信仰，但如果你对这个预表跟神他的预言应验的话，你就会对神有更多的认识。
So Leviticus contains countless prophetic types fulfilled 1500 years later.
利未记包含数不清的预表，在一千五百年以后全部应验。
Okay.Once you learn how to discover prophetic types, you'll never doubt the divine inspiration of the Bible again.
但是如果你发现在这样所有的预表都应验的话，你就会知道圣经里面的一个奇妙性。
And this is one reason liberal scholars never discuss prophetic types.
所以你可以看到，在自由派的神学家，他们不愿意谈到这些预表的事情。
Because they know the power it has.
因为他们知道这样是多么有能力的。
And the devil doesn't want you to know a thing about this kind of prophecy.
撒旦不希望你知道这些预表会应验。
Once you discover prophetic types, you'll know they could have only been inspired by an omniscient, omnipotent, sovereign God.
这些预表呢，如果你对他有了解的话，只有神无所不知、无所不能的神才能做的。
So we have Leviticus 16, the Day of Atonement.
今天我们讲到在赎罪日利未记
And 1500 years passes
1500年过以后过了
And the book of Hebrews is written
然后我们是写希伯来书
That shows us what was casting all those prophetic shadows in the book of Leviticus
在那边就看到我们可以看到那预表是那个影子
Okay So what's God's purpose in inspiring prophetic types?
神他的对这些把异表放在他的是的意义是什么？
Well, his purpose is to transform our life.
他的目的是要改变我们的人生。
He says, but we all beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord.
我们好像一个在看在一个镜子里面去反照，然后看到从反照我们神的形象。
Are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Holy Spirit.
我们就像变成主的形象上，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
So as you study the book of Leviticus,
所以当你去研读利未记的话。
And you start beholding the glory of the Lord there,
你就可以看到神的荣耀。
It's going to transform you and you'll become more like Jesus yourself.
会改变你，会让你变成更像耶稣。
Okay. Now, let's look at the uniqueness of the Day of Atonement.
我们先来看赎罪日的一个特别的特性。
Okay, it took place at the tabernacle and then later the temple.
先是在那个会幕里面，然后我们可以看到在在圣殿里面。
Yeah.And it was a series of expiatory sacrifices.
And 这边是一系列的赎罪的祭祀。
In English, it says Day of Atonement, singular.
And 在这边英文的话是讲赎罪日的的独特性是讲一个。
But I put that S there because in Hebrew, it's always in the plural.
但是如果是希伯来文的话是多数的。
It's Day of Atonements.
And 是在赎罪日的独特性，多数的独特性。
Because there's many things that are being atoned on this day.
And 在那一天有很多特别的事情。
And atonement just simply means to cover over sin.
And 赎罪的话就是讲说把那个罪给遮盖起来。
So the holy sanctuary is going to be cleansed.
And 我们可以看到这圣殿会被洁净。
Of its defilement of sin.
And 会要把罪给洗净。
And that's the holy of holies.
And 我们就看到至圣所。
Okay, and then the...Tabernacle of the congregation is going to be cleansed of all its
在百姓的会幕里面也要同样被洁净。
And that's specifically that part of the tabernacle.
And 这边是讲到讲为祭坛。
Okay. And then the high priest is going to cleanse the altar.
And 所以在那个大祭司要把那个祭坛也给洁净。
And that's the altar that stood in the front entrance of the tabernacle and also one in front of the temple.
所以在会幕的前面的祭坛放在那里。
That's where all the sacrifices were offered for sin.
所有的一个献祭都把它摆在那上面。
Okay, and then there's going to be an atonement made for the priests.
And 这边讲到赎罪的也有专门为祭司所设的。
And the one we're going to focus on is the atonement made for all the people, for you and me.
我们今天特别要注意的是所有为百姓所设上的赎罪祭。
God completely takes care of our sin problem.
And 神为我们完全帮担待我们的罪。
Okay.Now, another thing that's unique about the Day of Atonement,
and that 赎罪日的一个独特性里面,
it's the only time that the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies, into the very presence of God.
但是这唯一每一年就一次能够进到那个圣殿的里面。
But to go in, he had to take incense first.
他先把一些馨香的一些东西带进去。
And the incense would form like a cloud.
And 这样的一个在烧这个香的时候，是像一个云雾一样。
Because even he's not allowed to look at the full glory of God. He couldn't and live.
他不能面对神的一个荣耀的一个形象。
And then he's going to come in two more times to sprinkle the blood of the atonement.
And 他还要再进来两次把那个祭牲的血洒在那里。
Okay. And the uniqueness of the Day of Atonement also, it's the only day Israel was commanded to fast.
And 只有在那一天赎罪祭的时候，所有的以色列人都要禁食。
They were specifically told to afflict their soul.
And 要一个修心苦性。
That would mean genuine repentance.
是表示真实的认罪。
And if they didn't, they would die.
如果他们不这样做的话，他们会死。
Now the Jews still keep this Day of Atonement. Here they are before the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem.
And 你们可以看，以色列人到现在仍然这样做，在这个哭墙的面前，每一年时候他们来认罪。
Most Jews will wear white on the Day of Atonement.
And 在大部分的犹太人在那一天是穿白色的。
Because they know it's the day that God will cleanse their sin.
所以他们知道是那一天是神把他们的罪给洗净。
But in every crowd, there's always a few black sheep, aren't there?
所以就算有很多人穿白色，还是总是有一些人像黑的羔羊。
Just like in every church, there's some people who have not put on the white robes.
就像每一个教会里面的话，都有一些人还没有穿上神的白的衣服。
Now there's a glorious purpose for the Day of Atonement.
在赎罪日有一个荣耀的一个目的。
Okay. from Leviticus 16.
在利未记16章.
On that day, the priest makes an atonement for you.
在那一日要为你们赎罪.
To cleanse you.
使你们洁净.
That you may be clean from all your sins.
所以在耶和华面前得以洁净. 脱尽一切的罪孽.
Emphasize that, all your sins.
所有的罪孽.
Yeah. Because the devil loves to come and say, yeah, all but.
但是撒旦非常喜欢说, 也许是大部分, 但是还有一些。
Okay. What does all mean?
说一切是指什么?
What's the Hebrew and Greek word mean?
希腊文跟希伯来文是什么?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, right? That means
所有一切。
Why do we have so much trouble believing that?
为什么我们有时候没有办法相信呢?
Okay. This day takes care of all of their sin.
在那一天里面会解决所有的罪的问题。
Okay. This shall be an everlasting covenant to make an atonement for the children of Israel.
这里面要做你们永远的定例, 就是以色列一切的罪。
For what? Tell me. For what? For all their sins.
所有一切的罪。
Okay, and what's the Greek and Hebrew word all mean? Yeah, some people struggle with what it says. They want to know what it means. Okay.
希腊文跟希伯来文都是这样讲，所有一切。
Okay, it means exactly what it says. This is what God's doing for us.
这是神为我们所做的。
Puts a smile on my face.
让我们笑容。
Took care of them all. Hallelujah.
他所有都已经为我们解决了。
But here's the problem with the shadows in the Old Testament.
但是呢，这边有一个问题， 就是我们讲的旧约里面讲到这个影子。
It's only what? Once a year.
就一年就一次。
They had to repeat this every year.
他们每一年都要一直这样重复。
In other words, it was never complete.
因为没有完全的解决。
Every year they got to go through this ceremony again because the sin is built up again.
每一年他们都要再这样重复的再做一次, 因为他们的罪又继续累积起来。
But Jesus fulfills every prophetic detail of Leviticus 16.
但是耶稣应验利未记16章每一个预言的细节。
The final fulfillment that never needs to be repeated.
所以最后解决了我们就不需要再重复。
Every priest standeth daily, offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin.
所以祭司天天站着侍奉神, 屡次献上一样的祭物, 但是这祭物永不能除罪。
Regular sacrifices of the law would have totaled 1,273 a year.
我们可以讲到, 如果我们说常常规律的去献祭的话, 每一年大概有1,273。
Those are the ones required outside of the sin offerings when you committed sin.
除了在赎罪日以外的,你还常常带到神面前赎罪。
And yet all those perfect sacrifices and all that bloodshed could only last for 1 year.
但是这样所有的这样的献祭呢,只有每一年都得做一次。
Could never cleanse their conscience.
但没有完全洁净我们的一个良心。
But this man, and emphasize, but this man.
但是这一个人,
And who's that man?
这个人是谁?
Jesus. Yeah.
耶稣。
But Jesus, after he offered one sacrifice,
他献了一次永远的赎罪祭,
for sins forever,
为了罪永远解决,
and we've already learned for what sins?
我们到底学了什么样的罪?
All right, yeah, help me preach here. Yeah, for
所有,
all sins,
所有一切的罪,
forever,
永远的,
and then he did what?
然后他做了什么?
He sat down at the right hand of God. Never has to be repeated. See, the shadow is nothing compared to the reality in Christ. Jesus fulfills every prophetic detail of the Day of Atonement. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Okay. So here's the shadow. That was the altar outside the holy place. And what's the reality this prophecy was looking at? Who fulfills it? Jesus on the cross.
Yeah.
See, this is all about the cross, these sacrifices. And every sacrifice in the in the Old Testament.
每一个牺牲在圣旧约里面讲的。
Teaches you some truth about Jesus and what he did on the cross.
都在教导你耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的事情。
He did so much for us.
他所做的这么多。
It'll take a lifetime to learn everything that he did when he died.
我们这一生都要去学习他所为我们所做的，为我们死。
God declares their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
耶稣现神宣称我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
The shadow,
这个影子
they had to remember every year.
每一年他们都要继续这样去做。
But the reality,
但实际上
once and for all, it's over, it's done, salvation is finished.
但耶稣基督所做的一次献祭就叫所有的得成。
And you can receive it as a free gift.
你可以接受是因为是一个白白的给我们的。
If you'll just believe what God says.
只要你愿意相信耶稣基督是为你所做的。
Jesus fulfills every prophetic detail of the Day of Atonement.
And 耶稣基督已经为我们所做的这些预表已经成就了。
Right, Hebrews says, we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens.
我们已经有一位升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
Jesus, the Son of God.
就是神的耶稣，神的儿子耶稣。
So the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle and the temple.
我们可以看在这至圣所里面。
Was a shadow of heaven.
And
now Jesus is sitting on the throne, on the mercy seat in heaven.
And 天主耶稣已经坐在那个宝座上面。
And the most exciting thing,
最兴奋的事情,
if you believe in Jesus, we're there with him.
如果你相信耶稣的话，我们就会与他同在。
The Bible says, I have been seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ.
我们在圣经里面讲说，我们也与主的宝座，我们已经与他同坐。
See, I'm not waiting to die to go to heaven.
我不需要死了以后才能进天堂。
Bible says I'm already seated in heaven.
我已经坐在天堂里面。
It's a spiritual reality.
是一个属灵的一个表现。
It'll change our lives when we believe it.
如果我们相信的话，会改变我们的生命。
Okay, now. There's an important introduction to this Day of Atonement.
但是有个很重要一个介绍。
And the Lord spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron.
亚伦神与亚伦说话，当他的两个儿子死了以后。
When they offered before the Lord and died.
他们因为做了错的事情，所以呢他们就死了。
See, almost the first day the tabernacle was set up, two sons of Aaron died.
亚伦的儿子因为就在那个会幕开始建立了以后，他们就死了。
And the Lord said, speak unto Aaron, thy brother.
就跟他讲说，你要你告诉你的哥哥亚伦。
Did he not come into the holy place within the veil?
不可以随时进这个圣所的幔子。
Before the mercy seat.
到柜上的施恩座前。
He can't go in whenever he wants to, or he'll die.
他不可以随时他想要进去就可以进去，他会死。
He could only go in there according to the word of God.
他只能每次进去是因为遵照神的吩咐。
See, Nadab and Abihu is a sobering lesson.
And 从这个拿达跟亚比户的死亡，我们可以学到一个功课。
Because they died trying to approach God.
And 他们死的原因是因为他们想要去找神。
They died because they thought they could worship God their own way.
他们死亡的原因是因为他们用自己的方法去做。
In disobedience to the word of God.
他们不顺服神。
You're probably wondering, why did he put this picture up there?
你会觉得说，我为什么要把这样的一个照片放在，这个画放在上面？
You see, I think in the Middle Ages, there was a time in Europe when people used to keep a skull at home and carry it around a lot of times.
在中古时代的时候，欧洲的人他们常常放在一个把一个头的骨放在家里面。
So that they took life seriously.
所以他们可以把人的生命觉得非常的重要。
To realize their end someday.
And 我们每一个会提醒我们每一个人有一天都会生命会结束。
And so hopefully to live a better life.
所以我们可以过一个更好的一个生活。
The death of Nadab and Abihu is a very sobering lesson for us.
And 这个拿达跟亚伯户他们的死亡可以教导我们一些功课。
Don't ever think you just worship God any way you want to.
And 不要认为你只是在那边崇拜神，你任何用你自己的方法来敬拜神。
We have to worship according to His word.
我们必须要敬拜神，根据他自己的话。
Or you could die.
我们可能会死亡。
We must understand the peril our sin presents in light of the unfathomable holiness of God.
我们的罪在神圣神的面前。
See, when we underestimate just how holy God is, we get careless in our worship of Him.
我们会变得非常随便，我们不能没有，当我们没有看到神的圣洁。
And then there's a warning there in the death of Nadab and Abihu.
And 这边的话给我们一个很大的一个警告。
God told Aaron, abstain from wine and strong drink.
And 在神跟那亚伦讲说，清酒跟浓酒都不要喝。
If you want to draw close to me.
如果你要跟我亲近的话。
Okay.God makes the great high priest Aaron a prophetic type of Jesus.
大祭司亚伦是我们圣洁大祭司耶稣的预表。
And he does it first by making Aaron a sinless type, a sinless shadow.
他第一个呢预表呢是讲说让亚伦是好像代表他是一个圣洁的。
Because first on the Day of Atonement,
and 当在那一天赎罪日的时候
Aaron has to offer a sin offering for himself.
他第一个要先把他自己的罪先把他献上。
Before Aaron can be a type of Christ, you have to know his sin has been taken away.
当他的在预表耶稣的时候的话，他是第一个是他自己的罪要先除去。
But he brings two offerings. Notice.
所以他可以带到两个赎罪祭。
Right. One's a sin offering and one's a burnt offering.
一个是赎罪祭，另外一个是燔祭。
Right. So the sin offering takes care of his sin.
赎罪祭呢是除去罪。
The burnt offering is a symbol of his total dedication to God.
但这个燔祭呢是
表示把自己的 burnt offering is a symbol.
燔祭是把自己的人整个人献上给神。
So there's Aaron confessing his sins.
所以亚伦呢第一个呢在神的面前认罪。
Okay, and then secondly, by the clothing Aaron wears on this day, he's made a type of Jesus, our sinless high priest.
我们这边要预表亚伦是一个像预表耶稣，因为第一个是非常重要，就是他穿了一个特别的白色袍子。
Now he puts on clothes that he's only going to wear for this ceremony.
他只穿这件衣服，每一年就只穿这么一次。
The holy linen cloak, it's white linen.
And 是一个白色的细麻布。
The linen breeches, they're white linen.
And 那个裤子也是白色的麻布。
The linen girdle, white linen.
And 他的腰束那个带子也是。
And then the linen mitre. I say it mitre or meter. How do you say it?
他讲头戴这个细麻布的这个冠冕。
That's the hat.
像一个帽子一样。
Okay. Completely white.
全部从头到脚都是白色的。
Okay.So, and he also must wash his entire body in water.
他必须要在水里面先洁净了以后才能穿戴这些衣服。
Be immersed.
然后呢他要在水里面。
He's clothed in entire white, and he's also immersed in water. Sound familiar to anybody here?
他的衣服全部是白色的，将他到浸到水里面。对你们来讲，这提醒你们是什么？
There is a reason we give you a white robe when we baptize you, and there is a reason we baptize you by immersion.
所以那这是有目的的当我们讲到说怎么样跟你受洗的时候为什么要穿白色的袍子便要把你浸入水里面
But the pure white robes on the priest make him a type of Jesus
因为白色的袍子呢是帮助亚伦成为耶稣的预表
A change of garment pictures removal of all sin
And 换穿这个衣服呢是预表说我们把这个罪给洁除去
And that's in Zechariah 3
And 这是在Zechariah 里面
Where Joshua was the high priest
And 就讲到约书亚是一个大祭司。
And God's talking, he says he's clothed in dirty clothes.
他穿的衣服呢是一个不洁净的衣服。
He says put new clothes on him.
所以你需要把洁净的衣服给穿上。
And then he says this is because I have removed your sin.
你就表示代表我已经把你的罪给除去了。
So you see a change of clothes is a prophetic type of removing sin and putting on the perfect righteousness of Jesus.
所以讲到这个穿这个衣服呢，是预表我们把这个罪给洁净，然后穿上新的。
When you put on that white robe in baptism,
当你在受洗之后穿上这白色的袍子
，Whose righteousness are you being clothed in?
是谁的正义在你的身上
？Say it louder. I love the name. Say it louder. Jesus. Yeah. Come on.
耶稣基督为我们所罪。
You don't have to be shy about the name of Jesus. It's the name above every name.
我们不需要害羞讲到耶稣基督，因为他的名是超越一切的名。
Okay, a type of Christ's spotless purity and character, pure white with not a single spot.
这边讲说一个白色亚麻是一个基督一种一尘不染的一个纯洁的品格。
Okay, because he's being made a type of the perfect man, Jesus Christ.
他是完全的人。
And it's a perfect righteousness.
他是完全的义。
Now you have all these scriptures are in your notes.
所以你可以看到在你的那个 notes 里面有所有这样的一些经节。
If you go over this again later, I guarantee you it will deepen your faith in God's word and what Jesus has done for you.
如果你再去看这些经节的时候，我相信会坚定你更多的信心。
Jesus fulfills the prophetic type of Aaron.
耶稣应验亚伦的预表。
Aaron could only go into the Holy of Holies once a year, a type of heaven.
亚伦他每一年只能去那个至圣所里面一次。
But we have a high priest without sin.
但是我们有一个无罪的大祭司。
Who is holy?
他是圣洁。
Harmless?
无瑕恶。
Undefiled?
无玷污。
Separate from sinners,
远离罪人
and what? Made higher than the heavens.
高过诸天的一个大祭司
He is ascended into the throne room of God.
他已经在天上与神的宝座同坐
as our perfect, sinless, great high priest.
他是一个无罪的一个大祭司
who alone can bring us into the presence of God.
他可以把我们带到神的面前
And he doesn't need daily as the earthly high priest did to offer sacrifice for their own sins.
他不像其他大祭司是每天为自己的罪给献祭。
See, the shadow is nothing like the reality.
所以我们看到他的影子跟的实体是完全没有办法比较的。
So he had special pure white robes just for the ceremony of atonement.
我们在赎罪日的时候要穿一个特别白色的袍子。
But the rest of the time he wore his garments of glory and beauty.
但是呢，其余的时间他穿一个非常荣美、一个非常荣耀的一个袍子。
And the prophetic types in those garments, you can write whole books on. You can buy books on that.
And 甚至可以买这些书讲到这个袍子。
Every detail of the priest's garments is a prophecy of some truth about Jesus.
这每一个的袍子里面的一些细节都跟神有预表有关。
And those 12 precious stones on his breastplate over his heart.
在他的胸前有十二个非常贵重的宝石。
Those are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
是讲到十二支派的名字。
See, Jesus carries his people on his heart.
And 耶稣呢，把他的十二支派放在他的心上。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
There's now on the Day of Atonement, there's a special offering of two goats.
And 在那天赎罪日的时候，有一个特别的一个献祭。
Remember, in every sacrifice in the Old Testament, is a prophecy of some truth about Jesus.
And 每一个献祭呢，就是跟耶稣预表耶稣。
So Aaron takes from the congregation of Israel two kids of goats for a sin offering.
And 他从以色列的会众里面取了两只的公山羊来献祭。
It's a sin offering.
也是一个赎罪祭。
But he also, for them, has to take a ram for a burnt offering.
但他同样拿一个公的绵羊来作为燔祭。
Remember, we've studied this before. These two always go together.
我们这两个呢是常在一起进行的。
Okay. Now the goat is a prophetic type of Jesus taking the sinner's place as our substitutionary sacrifice.
我山羊是耶稣的预表，代替我们牺牲。
See, either you're going to die for your own sins and spend eternity in the fires.
要不然你就要为你自己的罪付代价，在这个死亡的火里面。
Or you can believe in your substitute Jesus Christ who took your place and go to heaven.
但是我们可以相信神为我们这个无罪的他这个无罪成为我们成为有罪。
So the goat is a picture of the sinner under condemnation.
And 这个山羊呢是一个代表是这个罪。
Remember Jesus when he comes back in his glory is going to separate the goats from the sheep.
And 当耶稣回来的时候他会分开绵羊跟山羊。
The goats are condemned.
公羊是被有罪的。
Because they're a type of the sinner under condemnation.
这边是讲他是不是他是在活在罪的里面。
But the sheep go where?
但绵羊呢
？They enter the kingdom.
但是进入神的国度里。
Okay. Now, are you a sheep or a goat?
你到底是绵羊还是山羊
？Sheep. Okay. Some of you know what you are. That's good.
有些人知道你到底是属于什么样的羊，是什么样的
羊。Encourage you. Make sure you're a sheep.
我们要真的要确知我们都是绵羊。
Okay.Goats are used for sin offerings because they symbolize sinners.
And 这些羊呢是讲是罪的一个代表。
So we're told God made him to be sin for us.
所以神使那无罪的成为 代替我们的罪。
That's Jesus.
但是讲耶稣基督他自己。
Jesus who knew no sin.
但是耶稣他没有罪。
Was made sin for you and me.
是为了你跟我担当了这个罪。
So that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ.
所以我们可以在神的里面成为义。
All pictured when you put that white robe on in baptism.
所以我们当在受洗的时候把这个白色袍穿上了以后。
See, Jesus is dying as a goat in our place.
神呢，死亡就像那个山羊，是为我们的罪而死亡。
He becomes the sinner taking my condemnation.
他成为罪人，是因为他担当我们的罪。
So that I could accept salvation as a free gift.
所以我们可以得到一个白白的救恩。
The interesting thing is that Rembrandt painted himself into this picture.
这一个很有名的一个画家呢，把他自己画在那个画里面。
Because he understood the truth that he was responsible for the death of Christ.
因为呢，他自己知道他对神在钉在十字架上，他自己也有关系。
See, until you believe that Jesus is dying for your sin and my sin, you won't fully understand your responsibility before a holy God.
只有你真的相信耶稣基督是为我们的罪而钉在十字架上的话
，Jesus didn't have.
耶稣不需要死。
He's there because of your sin and my sin.
他在上面十字架是因为你跟我的罪。
He's become the goat.
他成为那个公羊，山羊。
We're all responsible for the death of Christ.
我们全部都要负我们自己的罪。
So the two goats portray two aspects of the one sacrifice of Christ.
所以这两只公羊是描述基督一次献祭的两个层面。
One goat is for the Lord.
一个公羊呢是为了神为了神。
He dies in the sinner's place.
所以他为我们受死。
And atones with his blood for their sin.
因为在赎罪祭的时候是用这个血。
Satisfies the wrath of God against our sin.
满足了神的惩罚。
Okay. And one goat becomes the scapegoat.
另外一个是一个代罪羔羊。
To carry away their sins.
而是把这个罪给带走。
Into the wilderness, never to be seen again.
到一个旷野里面，所以我们不再犯罪。
Okay.And this is justification in the eyes of God.
在神的眼里面的话，我们这样可以称义。
It bears their iniquities.
担当我们的罪孽。
And once sin has been transferred to the goat, they don't have it anymore.
有一个罪呢，带到这个山羊，所以我们就不再有罪。
And you see, this is a miracle. Only God can do that.
这是一个奇迹，就神可以做的。
Only God can take your sin and put it on Christ.
And 只有神能够把我们的罪放在耶稣基督身上。
So that you don't have to die for your sin because He took your place.
所以我们不再需要死亡，因为耶稣基督已经为我们的罪孽给担当。
If you believe it, you'll be saved.
如果你相信的话，你就会得救。
If you don't believe it,
如果你不相信的话
you still have to pay for your sins throughout all eternity.
在永恒里面，你还是要为你自己的罪而付代价。
Behold the grace of God.
我们在神的面前，这是神给我们这么样多的恩典。
Aaron's going to put both his hands on the head of the goat.
亚伦呢，把他的两个手放在羊的头上。
And confess over him. You read the yellow for me, okay? And confess over him.
承认以色列人诸般的罪孽过犯。
All right, I guess this is not going to work because it's really, okay? And confess over him all the iniquities of Israel.
所有的罪孽跟过犯。
Okay? And all their transgressions.
所以他们一切的罪愆。
In all their sins.
所有的罪。
So what sins are placed on the goat?
是什么样的罪放在那个公羊的头上。
Oh, and what does the Hebrew and Greek word all mean?
希腊跟亚伯拉文。
Oh.So is there any sin you have ever committed or could ever commit that was not put on Jesus Christ?
没有一样的罪没有放在这个羊的头上。
Not if you believe the word of God.
如果你愿意
Not if you believe the word of God.
但是如果你认识神的相信神的话。
Okay. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities.
这羊要担当他们所有一切的罪愆。
I don't know why it's so hard for people to believe this.
我真的有时候不能了解为什么有很多人不能够接受跟相信。
See, God says he forgives and forgets all our sins.
所以神讲说他赦免然后跟忘记我们的罪。
We struggle with forgetting.
但是我们有的时候我们自己却不能忘记。
We struggle with having that clean conscience so we can serve a living God.
所以我们现在是站在良心里面，常常让我们不能够去好好的服侍我们的神。
But God shows us in the Day of Atonement, He has taken care of it all.
但神在赎罪祭的时候已经把我们所有的罪都洗净。
Behold the grace of God in Christ.
在我们的神面前有这样的一个恩典。
If we walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，就如同神在光明中，他儿子耶稣的血要洗净我们一切的罪。
And what's that Greek word all in? What does that word all in Greek mean?
All right. 一切。
See, it's not so hard to learn Greek.
希腊文不是那么难学的。
Okay. How do you walk in the light?
你怎么样在神的光中行走呢？
Because if you walk in the light, you can experience being cleansed of all your sin.
如果你是在神的光行走的话，你就可以经验神他为我们所的罪所洗净。
How do you walk in the light?
你是不是在神的光里面中行走？
Live according to this word.
但是你需要活在神的话语里面。
Pretty simple.
非常简单。
But if you don't know this word, how can you live according to this word?
但如果你不知道神的话语的话，你怎么样在神的光明中行走？
That's why you should come to Sunday school.
但是所以呢，我就鼓励你来参加主日学。
That's why you should come to church service.
我真的鼓励你来教会聚会。
That's why you should be in a small group.
我相信你希望能够参加小组。
And that's why you should be studying God's word every day yourself.
所以每一天要读神自己的话语。
So you can experience the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from all sin.
所以你可以经验神的血可以洗净我们所有一切的罪。
Behold the grace of God.
但这边讲的是神的恩典，是这样的荣美。
God so completely forgives His people.
神完全忘记他百姓的罪。
That He looks upon them as if they'd never sinned.
就好像他们完全从来没有犯过罪。
The people could not see the blood on the mercy seat.
但是许多人没有办法看到神所在施恩宝座上。
And they didn't see where the scapegoat ended up.
他没有办法看到这个羔羊，这个羊已经担当我们的罪。
They simply have to believe what God revealed in His Word.
但是呢，他必须要相信神借着他自己的话语向他自己向我们显现。
And if they believe God's Word,
如果我们相信神的话
，they're free.
我们就得释放。
They're saved.
我们就得拯救。
And they know they'll spend eternity with God.
我们会在永恒里面跟神在一起。
Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
信心是从读神的话语。
But the Day of Atonement was only temporary.
但赎罪日那天只是暂时的。
What Jesus does is forever.
耶稣的献祭却是永远的。
By one offering, He has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
为了一次就解决我们所有的罪孽。
That's the difference between the temporary shadow
这是一个暂时的这样一个影子
and the eternal reality.
这是一个另外一个是永远的一个实际
Israel was only living in the shadows.
以色列人只是在活在影子里面
But you and I get to live in the reality.
但你跟我们却在活在实际的里面
Are you experiencing this reality in your life?
你能不能经验这样的一个实际的
Okay.Believe what God says in His Word, and you will be perfected forever.
当如果你相信神他所的话的话，我们就可以一次得着。
Wow, this is so hard to believe.
这是非常能够接受的。
That's why God hid it in hundreds of prophetic types, so that now you and I can look at the fulfillment of those types, and it should be easy to believe.
所以我们看到过去有那么多的预表，但是借着耶稣他自己的应验。我们就可以看到神他自己的实际。
Only God could have written Leviticus, and only God could have fulfilled it on the cross.
只有神能够写这个利未记，也只有神能够应验里面所有的预言。
The high priest entered the Holy of Holies three times.
大祭司每一那一天有三次进入圣所。
First with the incense of prayer.
第一次他带着祈祷的香料进去。
Cloud.Protection.
然后这个香料呢，会让造成一个云雾。
Then he entered with the blood of the bullock that died for his sin to make him a type of Jesus.
他带着公牛的血为自己的罪进去。
And then he went in a third time with the blood of the goat to atone for everybody's sin.
然后他带着山羊的血进去呢，然后赎回了所有人的罪。
That was the shadow.
这个就是影子。
Jesus has fulfilled every detail.
但是神呢应验了所有这预表的一些细节。
So here's the important lesson.
那我说我们到这边，我们看到什么样的功课
？We need a high priest to obtain salvation for us.
我们需要一个伟大大祭司为我们获得，让我们的罪得到拯救。
Who's our high priest?
谁是我们的大祭司？
Easy, yeah,
耶稣,
Jesus, right?
耶稣.
It's like Sunday school. What's the right answer? Jesus. Just say Jesus, you'll be right 90% of the time.
什么是答案呢？你只要说耶稣的话，那个答案就一定正确。
Not only we need a perfect high priest,
我们不但需要一个完美的祭司，
we also need a perfect sacrifice to take our place.
我们也需要一个完美的一个祭物。
Who's our perfect sacrifice?
什么是完美的祭物？
Jesus, he's the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
He's the goat.
他就是那个山羊。
He's the bull.
他就是为我们所摆上的。
He was every sacrifice that Israel ever offered to God.
他是在以色列里面所有献祭他都能够完成的。
They were all shadows.
那些全部都是影子。
Just a shadow of the reality of Jesus Christ.
但是我们可以看到这个影子呢，可以从耶稣基督身上看到。
Jesus is God's perfect sacrifice.
他是一个完全的一个牺牲。
The Day of Atonement was only temporary.
赎罪祭只是一个暂时的一个解决方案。
But as we learn, the blood of the sinless Christ actually washes away all sin forever.
但是无罪的耶稣却解决我们罪的问题。
When you go home today, read Hebrews chapter 9 again.
所以今天你回家的时候，我希望鼓励你去读希伯来书第九章。
After what we've learned this morning,God will just open the eyes of your understanding.
当我们学到今天早上我们所学到的，我们回去的话，我们的眼睛会打开。
Jesus is the eternal reality of the shadows hidden in the book of Leviticus.
所以我们在利未记里面可以看到，耶稣他是一个预表，然后他的所有的预表都会应验。
There is power in the blood of Jesus.
在耶稣的血里面有能力。
There was only temporary power in the blood of bulls and goats.
在那个公羊里面只是一个暂时的一个能力。
But the blood of Jesus is forever.
但耶稣的血是完全解决了我们的问题。
We also learn the importance of genuine repentance.
我们真的学到一个非常重要的是怎么样非常诚心的来到神面前认罪。
On the day you're going to be saved from your sins.
所以当那一天你的罪得到解决了。
You need to afflict your soul.
你需要在你的神的面前这样子的一个清心去赎罪。
Or you will die.
你否则的话你就会死亡。
See, Jesus came to save sinners.
耶稣来的世界上是要解决罪人的问题。
Not people who think, oh, I'm a good guy.
不是有些人说我是好人。
Jesus didn't come to die for people who think, well, I do the best I can. I'm sure God will let me into heaven.
耶稣来到世界上不是拯救那些人认为自己是好人的人。
See, we must understand the seriousness of our sin.
我们需要了解这个罪在我们身上是非常的严重。
Otherwise, like the two sons of Aaron, we'll die when we try and approach God.
所以像亚伦这两个儿子用他们自己的方式去接触神的时候，他们就死亡。
And nothing can work repentance into our heart.
没有世界上没有更重要的是，当我们愿意在神面前有一个悔改的心。
Like understanding what Jesus went through when he died on the cross for your sins.
去了解神在十字架上为我们所做的。
Fifthly, you shall do no work at all on this day.
所以我们这边讲说这一天你们什么工作都不可做。
Tell your neighbor, you can't do any work on the Day of Atonement.
跟你的邻舍讲说这一天我们什么工作都不可以做。
Go ahead, tell your neighbor, I'm not going to continue until you tell your neighbor.
你跟你的邻座讲是要讲这句话，你在赎罪那天什么事都不可以做。
You cannot do any work on the Day of Atonement.
赎罪日那天什么事都不可以做。
If that's true for the shadow,
如果是这样的是在那影子会是实际的话。
How much more is it true for the eternal reality?
但是怎么样在这个是一个真理在我们的永恒的里面。
See, every religion teaches you need to earn your own salvation by your own good works.
所有的宗教就是想说你要用自己的方法去得到这样的一个生命。
But what did God say? On the day your sins are going to be taken care of, you can't do what? Any work.
但是圣经上跟我们讲说，不是用我们自己的方法跟能力去拿到救恩。
Our sin is so great, there's nothing you or I could do to save ourselves.
我们的罪是这么样的大，我们没有办法用我们自己的方法去解决我们罪的问题。
We must trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ alone.
我们必须向所有的罪都是在耶稣基督他自己他所可以完成的。
See, every other religion in the world
所有世界上所有的宗教
tells you, you've got to do enough good works
你必须要好一直不断地做好事
so you can present yourself as a gift to God.
所以你可能把自己当作一个祭献给神。
Only Christianity says you're such a bad sinner, there's nothing you can do to present yourself as a gift to God.
我们的基督的信仰是讲说，我们是这么多的罪，我们没有办法来到神的面前。
Jesus did all the work of salvation.
耶稣基督所做了所有拯救的工作。
So you can receive it from him as a free gift.
所以我们可以接受他这样的一个救恩是白白接受的。
All the work of salvation was accomplished by the great high priest alone in the Holy of Holies.
所有的赎罪都是由大祭司他自己在圣所里面独自完成的。
Jesus finished the work of our salvation all by himself.
耶稣基督成的他自己一个人去成就他这样的一个拯救的工作。
Will you believe it?
你相信吗？
Will you receive it?
你愿意接受吗?
And be saved?
你愿意被拯救吗?
If it's true in the shadow,
如果是这个影子是实在的事实,
how much more is it true in the reality?
但我们看实际的话是更多的真理在里面。
There's nothing you could do to earn your own salvation.
所以我们没有办法用自己的方法去得到这样一个救恩。
And lastly, like the Old Testament,
and 这是在最后我们讲到在旧约里面。
We find the sin offering and the burnt offering always go together.
我们看到这个赎罪跟这个燔祭呢，这两个是永远在一起献上的。
If we have been saved, we must dedicate our lives to God.
如果我们已经得救的话，我们必须要把我们自己的生命给献上给神。
Which means we must take up our cross.
我们必须要背上这样的一个十字架。
And follow Jesus.
And 跟随耶稣。
See, that's why.You always have the sin offering to take care of your sin problem.
所以我们可以看到有个赎罪祭要解决罪的问题。
And then the Day of Atonement finishes with a burnt offering.
然后到结束的时候，我们到最后一个燔祭来做结束。
Which is a prophetic type of you and me dedicating our lives completely to God.
所以在预表呢，我们在我们的罪被神拯救，但是呢，我们要把我们自己的生命给献上。
If you understand what Jesus has done for you,
如果你相信耶稣基督为我们所做的,
you can't help but take up his cross and follow him.
你就不得不就非常的愿意把耶稣这样的一个十字架背上。
Okay, we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper now.
我们今天我们想来领圣餐。
And it should have so much meaning when we understand what Jesus did for us.When he died on the cross.
但我们可以看到主耶稣在十字架为我们所做的话，我们就有更多的感恩。
Okay, so and we always invite, you know, we let people know we believe the Bible teaches two conditions for partaking of the Lord's Supper.
能够领圣餐的话有两个条件。
First, you have to believe that Jesus Christ died for all your sins on the cross.
第一个呢，就是你要相信耶稣基督在十字架为我们的罪。
And you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior.
所以你接受他是我们个人的救主。
And then second, that you've given a public testimony of that in baptism. You put on the white robe and you washed
in the water. And 第二个呢是在公共场所里面，然后呢你见证了，然后你穿着白色的这个袍子。
To tell the world, I'm not ashamed of Jesus anymore because I know what he did for me.
我们再也不以主为而羞耻，因为他已经拯救我的罪。
We believe those are the two conditions.
当你相信这两个条件的话,
to partake of the Lord's Supper,
你就可以接受这样一个圣餐。
And realize that when we are, whose table is it? Whose supper is it?
这是谁的一个桌子?
It's the Lord's.
是主的。
And we know the reality we live in today.
我们可以看到在实际里面,
Jesus is here with us.
And 耶稣与我们同在。
And this should be a very meaningful time for those who believe and have met God's conditions.
对那些接受耶稣救主的人，这是非常有意义的。
You worship God according to His Word.
And 当我们这样子去崇拜神，就根据他的话语。
Changes our lives.
改变我们的生命。
And there's nothing else like it in the world.
世界上没有任何一件事情可以与这个比较。
So let's spend a few moments in silent prayer now.
像我们花几分钟，我们默祷。
As we prepare our hearts,
我们预备我们的心。
Remember, on the Day of Atonement, they had to confess their sins over the sacrifice.
所以我们在这个赎罪日那天的话，我们要认我们的罪。
If the Holy Spirit is making you aware of any sin in your life right now,
如果圣灵让我们看到我们这让我们看到我们里面的罪
，confess it to Jesus.
哎，我们到神面前，耶稣面前来认罪。
That's why he came, was to take your sin and die in your place.
这就是为什么他来到这世界上。把我们的罪给
If there's some sin bothering your conscience, give it to him now. He will take it and set you free.
如果在你生命里面现在有很多的罪会非常的困扰你的话，把这些罪交到神的面前。
And then claim the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from all sin.
我们知道主耶稣他的这个血是有这么的能力可以洗净我们一切的罪。
And then we'll meet with our Lord Jesus as we partake of the Lord's Supper.
所以我们来这个领圣餐的时候，我们就看到会遇见耶稣自己。
So spend a few moments in silent prayer.
有几分钟默祷。